It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we examine the relationship between the U.S. and Iran from an Iranian perspective.
First, an issue that's become a hot-button topic in the Wisconsin gubernatorial election, the outsourcing of jobs. Governor Scott Walker's campaign released a controversial ad a few weeks ago, accusing Democratic challenger Mary Burke of making her fortune by outsourcing jobs.
The commercial was met with criticism for attacking a Wisconsin business. Governor Walker has doubled down on his message with this ad.
Mary Burke is trying to sell us on her experience at her family business, but she forgot to mention that they make 99% of their bikes overseas in places like China, where her company has outsourced jobs for years. Yet, while Burke's company makes almost all their bikes overseas, taxpayers have had to foot the bill to retrain the Wisconsin workers who lost their jobs here. Mary Burke, job creator? Not so much.
Here to talk about how Wisconsin business leaders are responding to the debate is Jack Craver. He's a reporter for the Capital Times. Jack, welcome back to the show.
How you doing, Rob?
Good. Well, before we get into the back and forth here, you have a recent piece on how the business community in Wisconsin is reacting to these ads. Outsourcing made a political football on both sides. We'll get into that. What's the business community saying here, though?
Well, naturally, the business community doesn't like to hear people bashing what is a pretty common business practice in America today. But what I noted in the article was a couple prominent examples of people involved in the business community who are telling both candidates to shut up about outsourcing because, from their perspective, it's just a part of running a business these days, especially a manufacturer, and they view it as fundamentally disingenuous, particularly coming from a candidate such as Governor Walker, whose political career is basically premised on his ties to the business community and to doing what businesses believe they need to do to grow.
There's been some conservative criticism of the governor, and as you say, from the business community, his response is, I'm not opposed to outsourcing. I'm pointing out hypocrisy from this Democratic candidate. The Democrats are usually opposed to outsourcing, but here's one who's done it.
Yeah, sure. That you can say that, but the ad that you just played right there, that's not about pointing out hypocrisy. I mean, it can be a little bit, but I mean, it's clearly intended for viewers who will react negatively to the notion of a company making products overseas. I mean, that's the point. The point isn't just, he's not just calling on Mary Burke to be consistent. He's saying to people that she's shipped jobs overseas and that's a bad thing and you should vote against her for that. And it's, you know, this is a common tactic in politics. It comes more often from Democrats than Republicans because unlike the Republican Party, which is generally almost all been in favor of free trade agreements that typically are considered responsible for a lot of outsourcing, the Democratic Party is split on the issue. President Bill Clinton and Barack Obama pursued free trade agreements that the progressive wing of the party thinks, you know, aren't good and lead to outsourcing.
Well, and speaking of that split and worries about it, you pointed out that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin polled the public on Mary Burke's history and the outsourcing issue in particular before she announced her candidacy. Do you think that the party foresaw this was going to be a contentious issue come Election Day?
Apparently. And it's hard to know to what extent this issue would have been on the forefront if they hadn't introduced it by allowing that poll to leak. It's always been an issue for her even before Walker started attacking her on it. Progressive activists in the party, progressive media commentators, bloggers were going after her for it in the weeks after she declared her candidacy last year. Some said that this was just it's not appropriate for a Democratic candidate to be associated with business practices that Democrats regularly condemn if they're done by people like Mitt Romney. And then others were just saying that it's bad politically, and that she'll that Walker and company will go after her for it, and she's not going to be able to win.
Right. This won't be a line of attack, probably, at least some analysts have said, that is going to get people to switch allegiance from Mary Burke to Governor Walker's reelection. Could it be something that gets those progressive Democrats you mentioned, labor Democrats, to be less enthusiastic about going around, knocking on doors, maybe less likely to come out and vote?
Maybe. I don't know if that's the intention of Walker's ad, though. I think he's aiming more towards swing voters, people who aren't, most people in the state, even if they affiliate with one side of the aisle, their positions aren't necessarily in lockstep with conservative or progressive political ideology. Things like outsourcing are issues that resonate with people all over the political spectrum. Those are the types of people I think he's aiming for. I don't think that the specific intent of this ad campaign is to depress the Democratic base. Speaking in broad generalizations, I think the Democratic base is pretty committed to getting out to vote against Walker. Certainly the leadership in labor organizations and whatnot hasn't shown any hesitancy in getting behind her candidacy.
Now, in response to Governor Walker's ads, the Mary Burke campaign has fired back. Also on the outsourcing issue, what sorts of things have she and Democrats been talking about when it comes to Governor Walker and the outsourcing issue?
Right. They've said that they've blamed the Walker administration for awarding grants and other types of government assistance through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which the Walker administration runs, for awarding such assistance to companies that offshore jobs. They argue that it's inappropriate for companies that are receiving taxpayer assistance to be apparently using some of that money to set up jobs abroad instead of here. That line of attack is relatively predictable. It's something you would expect from a challenger, especially a Democratic challenger of an incumbent.
And Governor Walker's in the news today saying he'd consider a rule that would limit WEDEC, the development corporation, and have some kind of strings attached to try to prevent companies receiving support from WEDEC moving, he said, I think something like around the world or even across the border to Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, again, it's an interesting response. Last year, there have been Democratic efforts in the past in the legislature to tie more strings to government contracts to incentivize the use of American-made products or companies that use American-made products. And Republicans pretty forcefully rejected that effort last year. You can talk to, and I remember Speaker Robin Voss was, described it as an absolute, a political stunt that they would, try and, have the demagogue on this issue as he, it'll be interesting to see if Republicans, all get behind Walker and say, yeah, we're going to, make sure that no money goes abroad.
You mentioned that you had heard from a couple of business leaders in the state on this outsourcing issue. One big business voice in the state you hadn't heard from as of publication time, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Have you heard from them yet?
No. And that's not particularly surprising. WMC doesn't typically return my calls, but the WMC, is the state's most important business group. It's a very powerful interest that for definitely more than a decade has been highly strongly aligned with the Republican Party and has already spent millions of dollars supporting Governor Walker through ads that tout his alleged economic successes of his administration. And it would be interesting to see what they have to say about, Governor Walker, who's supposed to be a champion of the free market, going after a company for offshoring jobs. The companies that make up WMC, a large percent of them, at the very least, are definitely engaged in offshoring to some extent, or buy products from companies that offshore. So, but I don't expect them to condemn Walker the way that some others on the right have, because they're so closely aligned with the Republican Party and they desperately want to see him get reelected.
Jack, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Jack Craver, reporter for the Capital Times.